And now, the Goldbergs. There's nothing very dramatic about the sight of a plump, plain-looking woman walking down a sunny Carolina street toward the end of a hot spring day. But the woman is Molly Goldberg, and although she is outwardly composed, inwardly Molly is in a turmoil of anxiety and confusion. She's on her way now to see Ed, Sylvia's brother-in-law. Perhaps he can help her get to the bottom of the trouble between Sammy and Sylvia. Meanwhile, Sammy and Jake are at the Allisons, and Sammy has just confided to his father the real reason why he broke his engagement and left town so hurriedly. Jake looks at his son in amazement and says,
Samela, I can't believe it.
That's why I went away, Pa. Mama wasn't fooled.
But we were. Such lies, such maneuvering.
From the very first day I got here, Pa, I knew something was wrong. But I kept telling myself it wasn't so. I didn't want to see anything. I didn't want to believe anything.
And I let you come here.
You couldn't know.
Mama felt it. Why didn't you write us, Sammy? Why didn't you give us some little inkling? And on wings you would have flown here.
There wasn't anything I could say because there wasn't anything I was sure I knew. When I discovered one lie, there was always another lie to make the first lie seem true. He always knew what to say and how to say it. Remember, Pa, I came down here because I loved her. I didn't leave home and you and Mama and Rosie for nothing. It wasn't easy. I loved Sylvie. And I was happy when she was able to cover her lies and make them seem true. I wanted everything to be true. I wanted her to be perfect. When I saw how unhappy Leah was, I was eager to believe it was Leah's own fault. And if Ed loved Sylvia, how could I blame her for that? I wanted to think that if the sisters were enemies, it was Leah and what Leah wanted that made it so.
There's only one thing to do, Sammy. Tell her father. Tell Allison.
Tell him what?
Everything. He's been fooled, voice in all of us. Open his eyes.
I can't, Pa.
Then I will.
No, Pa.
What will he think?
I don't care what he thinks about me.
I do.
That's not important, Pa.
What else is important? If you came back to tell the truth, tell it and finish.
I don't know what I came back for, Pa. I didn't come back to tell him what she was. People don't go around saying things like that.
Then I'll tell.
No, I don't want you to, Pa. I told you these things because I wanted your advice.
Then I'm giving it to you. Clean her up and clean it up all together, Sammy, before you leave. You're not alone. There's Mama and myself. So tell Mama.
Mama will...
Mama has brains and strength for all of us. Don't worry about Mama, Sammy. Think only of what will be if you marry Sylvia, Sammy. That's what you should think. That's what you should think of, Sammy. Nothing else. Nothing else.
With all his experience in the world, and Jake has lived a long time and done much in his day, the story of Sylvia's career makes Sammy's father wonder. For Jake, too, was Sylvia's fool, the way Sammy and Allison were. But as Jake wrestles with the problem of taking his son out of this mess with the least damage to Sammy himself, the other victims of Sylvia's ambition and malice find themselves faced with Molly. Ed is waiting for Molly to come over. He knows what Molly's going to ask, but he also thinks that Molly knows nothing of the deceit practiced on her. Leah?
Yes. Where's Sylvia?
She went home.
My father called me and said she was going to wait for me.
I'm glad she didn't.
Why?
Because Mrs. Goldberg is coming.
Mrs. Goldberg? For what?
She knows I'm the one that called her and warned her not to let Sammy come here.
How do you know?
She called me and asked me, and I told her.
Well, that's fine.
Leah.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Leah.
Oh, I'll tell her everything. I'll go way back there to the very beginning. I'll tell her everything, and even if I leave out what I felt. The humiliation of knowing that my own husband was in love with my own sister. The sister that I raised. The husband that I loved. The husband that I brought two children to. Mrs. Goldberg is a mother. She'll know and realize what it meant. She'll go to my father and tell him. And he'll believe her like he never believed me.
Believe what you want to believe about my feelings for Sylvia. That's something we've done over and over again, a million times. You've decided to divorce me, Leah. I can't prevent you. Maybe I deserve it. But Sammy knows the whole truth about Sylvia, Leah. As much as you know, and more. As much as I know. He still wants to marry her. I don't think we can or ought to say anything to his mother.
He's a fool. And so are you, Ed.
He's more in love than loving, Leah. There's not so much of it in the world. And people realize it's worth a sacrifice or two. Perhaps Sammy wants to forget what he knows about Sylvia's past. So that she can change. They can have their future together.
Do people ever forget how they've been hurt?
When they forget their pride. Pride is what you have, Leah, when you don't have much courage.
The weaklings in the world have the most pride. And that's why they can never forgive. If they forgive once, there's nothing left.
Do you think I'm too proud?
I've told you again and again, Leah. I love you. I'd never try to analyze or understand the person I love. I accept them the way I should like to be accepted. As I am. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's Mrs. Goldberg, Leah. What are you going to do?
Open the door, Ed.
What are you going to do?
I'll open it.
Leah?
Very much. Under the contrary conditions, I would say likewise.
Sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes. Thank you. Well, I am not here to ask questions, Mr.
Ed.
Mr. Ed. And Leah. Yes. Well, Ed, Leah, I came to find out what you tried to tell me a long time ago when you called my home in Lastonbury, Connecticut. And, if I'm speaking in front of your wife, and I shouldn't be, I'm not apologizing, because now I think is the time for everything to be told. There isn't as much to tell as you think.
Oh, how do you know what I think?
I'm not thinking. I know. And, maybe it'll help you to know how much I know. Well, first, Tammy wasn't on a business trip. That I know. And, I also know that he left here and sent me a telegram saying that the marriage was off. The telegram also said, do not come. That also I know. And last but not least, Tammy don't know that I know. And Sammy's father knows nothing. But what I know is sufficient for me to prevent the marriage. That's unquestionably so. But there's still more that I have to know.
If Sammy left Sylvia and then changed his mind and came back,
yes?
No matter what the reasons were, then Sammy has decided to marry my sister.
Oh. But there won't be any marriage until I'm sure that he's doing what's right for him. And for Sylvia, too.
If you want to interfere, Mrs. Goldberg, that's your responsibility.
Oh,
I don't know how much Sammy will thank you. All I know is there's nothing anyone can tell Sammy that he doesn't know. If he wants to marry Sylvia, no one can stop him. Not even you.
No. No. I can't stop him. But the things I taught Sammy can stop him. I taught him what to love in this world. And there wasn't lies. And there wasn't deception. If those things aren't stronger than his love for Sylvie, then you're right. And I failed. But I don't think I failed, Lee. You have children, too. And someday you'll know what I mean. You have nothing to tell me of?
No.
You also not there? No. Well. Bye.
Well, if Ed and Leah can't help Molly, at least they may be able to help themselves. Meanwhile, Molly has become all the more determined to unravel the secret of the Allisons. She doesn't know, as she leaves Ed's house and starts back for the Allison home, that the process of unraveling has already begun.